I will miss the Newt Gingrich campaign. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's not often a presidential candidate's entire staff just up and quits, but it's happened to Newt Gingrich. And I think a lot of commentators are feeling very sad today. We remember last March during the Libya debate when Gingrich went on Fox calling for a no-fly zone immediately.
What would you do about Libya?
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening.
Get rid of Gaddafi, he said.
This is a moment to get rid of him. Do it. Get it over with.
Clear, decisive. And then 16 days later, as the mission he endorsed was finally underway,
I would not have intervened. I would not have used American and European forces.
It was amazing. We remember how 2 months later on Meet the Press, how he criticized fellow Republican Paul Ryan's budget plan.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
Clear, decisive. And then he took it all back.
Any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood. Those words were inaccurate and unfortunate.
I think it's fair to say that Newt Gingrich had a deeper grasp of political amnesia than any candidate in recent history. When I think of the potential before and after YouTube clips we could have had, it just makes me sad. But you know, I don't blame him because he's a professor at heart. These issues are not simple, and anybody with a brain is probably going to change his mind sooner or later. Just not quite that soon. But it happens. Minds do change.
Gingrich's national campaign co-chair has already moved over to Tim Pawlenty's camp.
Just ask his former staff. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.